experience.
Welcome to Living Extraordinary with Bishop John Guns and the St. Paul Church. Prepare your heart now to be blessed by today's message.
I know some good people. I don't want you, Lamont, feeling like you got to readjust your life to keep everybody okay with you when some of your assignment is to disturb some folk. And the way you disturb them is be so good at you. Till they say, I can't stand you, but tell me your secret. Listen, I wish I could cook. I do. I wish I could cook. I wish I could cook. I do. Lisa, I do. I wish I could cook. I do. So, Jerry, I wish when I could cook. And Dan Smith makes these wings that I believe he goes to heaven and he cooks them. He does them in the oven of Jesus and he brings them back. And the first time we had the cook off and I had the wings, and you know, he ain't done none lately, but I hear God speaking to his heart for next week. I just hear God. Are you receiving, man of God? Aha, that shot. That's very good. That's called pulpit manipulation, right? But the first time I tasted the wings, man, they melted in my mouth, even the bones. Listen, Kentucky Fried Chicken wasn't the first folk to say you ate the bones. Dan Smith was. All them things were so good, I sucked whatever was in the bone out the bone. I didn't want nothing left on the bone, right? Well, it was a part of me that wanted to walk up to Dan and say, Dan, teach me how to make them wings. But I understand I would never be good at making them wings. So there was a part of me that hated the fact that I got to wait on him to give me those wings. Now, can I help you grow? Here's what's amazing. There are things about your life that you may not master that God may still let you walk in. Can't cook the wings, but I can eat them because I know who cooks them. Y'all got to get this. You got to start living your life knowing that if you ain't the smartest person, at least you smart enough to know who to trust. And God is able to do exceedingly above anything you could ever ask or. Somebody just lift your hand, holler in the atmosphere. I desire. I dream. And I deserve. Gotta get this. This is where she was. She desired, she dreamed, and she deserved. And she wakes up and she hears his voice at the door. She lays there. Here it is. Until she finally gets up, goes to the door. He's gone. And then she goes outside and starts asking the other women, have you seen my lover? Okay, major revelation. When you miss your season, don't ask folk that want what you want. Because they may actually tell you that they ain't seen it. Okay, you'll catch it. I'm not saying they lying. But I ain't gonna tell you where it is if I wanted to. That's fine. I guess I'm the only dysfunctional guy in the whole church. Watch this, Ken and April. Major revelation, dude. Major revelation. What caused her to miss her moment? And you know why I'm preaching this? For two reasons. One, because St. Paul is in an amazing season of opportunity. It ain't translated into money yet. It hasn't. But we're in a season of amazing opportunity. And when I tell y'all, God has just opened opportunity to this church. But also, I believe that you personally and your family is in opportunity. Cedric, it's an opportunity. And if you and Kim can manage the opportunity, you won't even have to worry about money. Here's the saddest thing. Most people don't manage opportunities because they're always worrying about money. I promise you, you're going to be all right if you don't blow this. That's why last night was so amazing. Because we go in there last night with an apathetic, unprepared, uninspired attitude. that moment translates into the project ain't real. And it was just a bunch of folk that they got to sing because they ain't ready for this. But because you took advantage of the moment, you're going to be amazed at all of the stuff that comes in the moment, from the moment. Are y'all here? Watch this. What caused her then to miss her moment? Let me give it to you real quick. The first thing that caused her to miss her moment, and this is huge. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually refer back to Numbers, because I see Israel as being this woman. When they had a chance to go into the promised land, Tommy, and they blew it. Well, here's the first thing. Watch this. What caused her to miss her moment? Her initial assessment empowered stagnation and encouraged indecision. I'm an intentional wordsmith. I use words with intentionality. Her initial assessment empowered stagnation. It's going to sound crazy what I'm getting ready to say, guys. It actually empowered Sister Quilla stagnation. Her initial assessment, Brother Copeland, actually empowered stagnation and encouraged indecision. Yes, somebody just caught it with the wow. I'm going to say it again because I don't want you to miss this. This is humongous. Natasha, this is humongous. Stephanie, this is like huge. Her initial assessment, when she first looked at the moment, when the moment was first given to her mother body, when the moment was first given to her, her initial assessment, the way she watched this, Sister Johnny Mae, the way she looked at the moment initially. She looked at the moment, Quarterman. You ready? Major revelation. She looks at the moment and she says, I'm already in bed. I've already gotten dressed. If I get up now, I'm going to have to put on, my feet going to get dirty, and I'm going to have to put on clothes. And so based upon where I presently am, I don't feel like going through all this, so I'm just going to lay here. My second point going to make the first point make sense, but I need to lay down the first point to get this. She saw it as an inopportune time to move. How many times has a church delayed making a decision about something extraordinarily important because we see it as an inopportune time? This ain't the right time. How many times has a family had a chance to literally take advantage of an opportunity and the family said, you know what, it ain't the right. How many times have a business owner could have made a decision to expand their company or watch this, to take on a new product, or watch this, Quinn, to expand services. And they said, it ain't time. How many times, Charles, of God said, okay, I need you to go and do this. Charles has a couple of cases. I need you to go do this. It ain't the right. Okay, I'm going to help you. It ain't never. Anybody that's ever done anything amazingly successful will tell you it ain't never the right time. Diane, it ain't never the right time. It's going to always be something else you could be doing for the sake of maintenance. It ain't the right time to go back to school. It ain't the right time to work on your master's. It ain't the right time for you to go into a healthy relationship. It ain't the right time. It ain't the right time for you to try to build this house. It ain't the right time for you to even get out of that apartment. It's never the right time, and it ain't going to ever be the right time. It ain't the right time to get married. We ain't got this. We ain't got that. And if you spend your whole life worrying about when it's the right time, you're going to wake up one day and discover that time has left you and you are now older and you don't have the strength to do it. At some point, preach, Pastor Guns, you got to get your lens changed and cleansed so when you first look at an opportunity, you don't see the opportunity as a distraction. You see it as the will of God. I see that this is something that can be done, and if I believe that God has his hand on my life, if I pray and discern, I can take advantage of the opera. How How many times has it ever been the right time? How many times has everything lined up perfectly and it just all seemed like, do it now? For most of us in this room, we oftentimes have to fight through limitations to even birth ideas. Jimmy, it ain't never going to be the right time to do whatever it is you believe in your heart. Watch this. Numbers 13. Numbers 13. Verses 31. Numbers 13, verses 31 through 33. What does verse 31 say? Stop. I wanted you to read verse 31 first. Now let's go to verse 30. What does Caleb say? Ooh, Jesus. And said, stop. Brittany, are y'all listening to me? Caleb said we should attack when? Go back to verse 31. But the men who had, okay, wait a minute, hold it. Grant, hold it, Flair. They all saw the same thing, but they ended up with different outcomes because the lens they looked through was differently. My wife and I can see the same chair and come away with a different assessment. Same chair. See, and here's why. In a church, the leaders have to trust leadership. Because if I see an opportunity and we're looking through different lenses, then there will always be a majority against the minority called leader. I can be outvoted for anything I want to do around here. I can. Because the way the system is designed, it gives cause for that. Come on, let's talk real. I can always bring you vision and the whole church say we don't want to do it and not do it. Okay. The danger with that is that when you are all looking through different lenses, get this, I'm not saying you have the same lens ability, but you see clearly the same thing. If I took Dan Smith glasses and Irvin's glasses and Quarterman glasses, and we all swap, I bet you Dan can't wear Irvin's, Irvin can't wear Dan's, and Quarterman can't wear Dan's. And you know what would happen? Everybody would be blurry. But if you got your glasses on that's been set to your eyesight, they can all see the same thing through different glasses. Okay, I'm trying to help you. Gillette and I may see it. He may come from one perspective, and Irvin may come from another, and Sister Body may come from another, and Doris may come from another. Watch this. But when Lorraine, Doris, and Dan, and John, and Steve look at it through their different lenses, they still end up seeing the same possibility, because my faith level and my faith experience is different from yours, and your faith level and your faith experience is different from mine. But it doesn't mean that our faith experiences don't allow us to have the same level of faith to see the same possibility. Preach, John Guns. That's why the Bible says you don't need to be unequally yoked. You don't need to be connected to folk who cannot see what you see, because you will spend all of your life trying to talk folk into stuff that's really clear to you. And I came to tell somebody that you gotta trust who you are. You gotta trust what you're hearing. And Bracy, when God begins to speak to you about your future and your destiny, you got to understand it ain't going to ever be the right time. We can attack now. No, we can't. They too big. They going to be too big next year. And for the sake of record, Ernest, they were too big 40 years later. But the generation that refused to trust wasn't given permission to walk in. Because the same giants that existed 40 years ago existed 40 years later. Can I help you? There are certain things this church is going to always deal with. It don't matter who the pastor is. And if you go back and ask E.E. Taylor and Pastor Carmody, I bet you we can all swap stories with different crowds. Come on. How many of you have ever been a parent and you had conversation with other parents about stuff you deal with and discover you ain't crazy? All y'all children crazy. That whatever they told you about Chris, we can also say about Alexis. But here's what's deep. It doesn't matter who the child is. It also matters the environment the child is put in. And so one person decided to cuss their child out and beat them like they were a slave. You decided to raise them in a nurturing, caring environment where you spoke life into them. And watch this. The same kind of child with the same kind of personality, one became a doctor and the other got went to prison because you understood that if I'm going to raise this child, I got to change the environment by which the child is in, and there may never be a good time to do it. St. Paul, we're in an amazing season and we got to make some decisions, but the decisions have got to be godly decisions made by courage, so that whenever we take the risk, whatever the risk may be, I'm being real intentional, so there ain't nobody got to sit here saying, is he talking about me? If you ask the question, I'm talking about you, because I'm in a season where I can't blow another opportunity. I can't sit around here complaining about what I don't have and where we ain't going. I got to start looking through the lens of faith and speaking to you and declaring that all things are possible to anybody that believes. And if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, he shall direct. Somebody needs to tell me all things are possible. Watch this. One man says now, 11 says not yet. How many families are marred in poverty and dysfunction because nobody took advantage of the one moment the family had to change destiny? Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Let me show you this. Ooh. I really do love y'all. Y'all are the best church in America. Pastor, but you just finished. I know what I just said. Y'all still the best church in America. Watch this. Oh, this is good stuff. Watch this. Ecclesiastes 11:4. Will y'all meditate on this verse this week? Meditate on this verse. Sabrina, you'll like this verse because this verse speaks to your life. Watch this. If you wait until the wind and the weather are what? What's going to happen? Stop. You will what? You will what? You will what? You'll never sow. If you wait till life is perfect, you know how much stuff is held up in perfect? Everything. Nothing is done successfully when you got perfect as the only standard you can even look at it through. Listen. Operation Save Our Sons don't make sense to anybody who ain't John Guns in terms of where God's got us. You know, in a couple of weeks, we're having this national organizational meeting here at the church. You want to know where it happened, started from? I started getting so many invitations to do Save Our Sons around the country till God said, you better organize and organize quickly. Watch this. Here was a revelation. You better organize and organize quickly or you're going to lose the momentum and you will look up and the season will be gone. I mean, that's what he said to me. So now I'm scrambling to organize a national meeting. Websites and all the stuff that codes with it. Ain't got a whole lot of money. Scrambling. You want to know why? Because when God has his hand on the season, it ain't going to ever look perfect, even with a perfect God. Perry, this is the word God sent you here for. Because if you wait till the wind and the weather are just right, you will never. There ain't going to be a better time for this church to try to build in right now. Interest rates are going up. If we're not building by February, we literally got to restart the permitting process. That's another, what, $60,000, $70,000, Dan? Okay, it's on the table. It ain't being hid. If we don't push for it by February, we might as well start all over. At least the permitting part. So tell me when it's the right time to build. So September 3rd Sunday, we need to raise $50,000. Why? Because it's the season. We ain't got no lender yet. We still got some challenges. But when we going to be ready to build? Anybody feeling me? There's some things you want done in your life, and this never going to be the right time for you to start trying to get ready to buy or build a new home. It ain't going to ever get better. I promise you, you ain't going to have no more money next year than you got. So here's what you got to do. You got to make a decision. Do you have this desire? It ain't going to ever be the perfect time for you to go back to school. It ain't going to ever be. So you can sit around, have a conversation. And that's what most of us do. We have a conversation. Watch this, Amen. And there's some of us who try to be real deep spiritual. Are we talking about something? I'm waiting on confirmation. Confirm who? Where she live at? Confirmation for many people is nothing but a delay tactic for activity. If you wait till the wind and the weather just right, you'll never. Someone say never. You don't listen. You don't wait till you got money surplus to start paying your tithe. Oh, you know I'm going to slide it in. It had to be slid in. I worry about preaching to the nation when we get some stuff straight with technology. Right now I'm talking to y'all because I need y'all to get it. It ain't going to ever be the right time for you to pay your tithe. All of us who are tithers know that you didn't start when you had money. You started when you had a word. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I need every tither to admit that you didn't start. In fact, some of us started tithing when we had more bills than we had bucks. But you didn't start tithing because you listen, because I got money. No, I started tithing because I didn't have money, but I had a word. And the word said, bring ye the tithe into the storehouse. You got to stop waiting. Some of y'all, you ain't going to ever have enough time to come to discipleship. You just got to make up your mind. I'm going to take advantage of the time I have, and I'm going to structure my life towards my dream. All right, okay, I'll go to the second point. Maybe that point didn't help, but I'll go to the second one. Because the second point, John Perry, is going to mess us up. And Gina, you need to really hear this. Because here's what's deep. You desire, you dream, and you deserve. And watch this. But what caused her to miss her moment was she was uncomfortable being inconvenienced. Yeah, that's good. I know it's a good point because Dan Smith would give me that smile and shake his head. That's good, ain't it, Dan? Man, when the Lord told me this, like soon as I got off the prayer call with y'all, the Lord started outlining the sermon. And he messed me up with this one. He said, watch this, Cheryl. Oh, God, I wish I was a better preacher. Watch this. She was uncomfortable being inconvenienced. She said, I'm already in bed. Watch this. Don't bother me. I'm settled. Don't disrupt me. I'm good. even if I desire it, even if I dream about it, even if I think I deserve it, to get up means I'm going to have to rewash myself. So you want me, watch this, Kevin, to inconvenience myself? Well, okay, you want me to disrupt even my dysfunction. Gene and Timbin, aching for a baby. Aching for a baby. Aching for a baby. Well, she pregnant. That's her. That's pregnancy right there. All that right there is pregnancy. Right? And so the other day, she said, Pastor, I can't make it to church because I'm, watch this. I love the text. I'm telling all your business. I love the text. The text says, I only do this for people I love. Watch this. I love the text. Text says, I can't come tonight. I can't make it. Watch this. Because the last Sunday, I can't make it. Watch this. Because I'm having the best morning sickness ever. They bless my spirit, because there's some women in here. I understand there's some women in here. You know what morning sickness feel like. It is not fun. Morning sickness is not attractive. How many of y'all know when you in morning sickness, it ain't pretty. You bent over and you and the man walk around. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. That's why I'm over here looking crazy. I done gained all this weight. My hips done got big in my stomach. I can look at Tosh. I can barely walk, and it's all because of you. But listen, when you desire, dream, and deserve, even the morning sickness is confirmation. I need you to get this. Some of y'all better get excited, because God is about to give you morning sickness. He's about to inconvenience you. But if you can handle the inconvenience when you finally hold the baby is going to be worth everything you had to go through. I came to declare that some of you are about to go through an amazing season, but it's going to require you to be inconvenient. It's going, listen, we want to build that, but we don't want to be inconvenienced. What's the inconvenience? Some of us are going to have to step up and give more. And we can't complain about the folk who ain't giving. Because guess what? It ain't on them. It's on you. It's on me. So I can't say so-and-so ain't giving. You know what? I can say I'm going to give according to the sacrifice God's requiring me. And I'm just going to trust that if I obey God, my obedience is going to pay off. Some of y'all got to wake up and get this. This church is supposed to be in a new facility on Dunn Avenue doing global ministry. But it ain't going to happen till some of y'all are willing to be inconvenienced. We're supposed to have a national outreach called Operation Save Our Sons. But it ain't going to happen until we become inconvenienced. Convenience. You're supposed to have a happy marriage, but it ain't gonna happen till you become inconvenienced. You're supposed to be walking in the dreams and the destiny of your life, but it is not gonna happen, Brittany, until you can handle being inconvenienced. You're supposed to run a successful business that has staff and clients out the yin, but it never gonna happen till you are willing to be inconvenienced. You don't create nothing great if you always trying to be convenienced.
This has been Living Extraordinary with Bishop John Guns. Join us Sundays in worship at 3738 Winton Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Visit us online at www.spmbcjacks.org for service times and more.